The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast is a reflective opinions of Entertainment Earth, its management, employees, affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. We cool, don't sue. Hello, toy fans. It is Friday, January 25th, 2008. How are you? I'm well. Thanks for asking. I could be better, but hey, that's life. It is raining here in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, and wherever it is I am today. So it's pretty chilly, and yeah, that's what you want in January, is cold. This week we got a lot of new stuff to tell you about, so let's get started with movies. New this week in theaters, U2 3D, How She Move, Rambo, Untraceable, and the most likely abysmal Meet the Spartans. There really weren't any reviews of it, which pretty much can tell you everything. Last week at the box office, Cloverfield was number one with $40.1 million, and was followed by 27 Dresses, The Bucket List, Juno, and National Treasure, Book of Ninja whatevers. Good for them. It's good. Cloverfield, I went and saw it last week. It was pretty great. The movie has the aesthetic of a Blair Witch type thing, or any of the many other movies they've done in that style, which aren't that many, but there have been a few. And it has a whole monster movie vibe going on. I really can't tell you too much about it because you'll be upset. I don't know. You know, it's the great thing about movies now is you can't talk about them because everyone's going to cry. Spoiler! But there's a big monster. It hits a lot of things. It's a really unique design. You get a good look at it near the end. And it's neat. The characters aren't very smart. The designs are pretty good. And it's set more kind of like a roller coaster ride than it is a movie. Or because it's just like, here's a big scare. Oh, my God. And it stops a bit. You go up the next hill. And then, oh, my God, you're falling. And then there's something else. And just kind of like that. As a movie, it's a little weird. As a point of view movie like this, it's really strange because the characters acting in a fashion that would defy the cinema verite realistic point of view look that it gives you. But it's a nifty creature. It's still cool to see a lot of the stuff that the monster knocks over, and it's a lot of fun. So if you like big stupid movies with a little bit of gore and a little bit of explosions in the people, it's pretty neat. I would recommend going to see it in the big screen, see it in the theater, don't wait for home video. It's not going to be nearly as cool on a TV. Some movies, it really doesn't matter. This is one of the ones I should tell you, go see it. But do yourself a favor, sit near at least the middle or the back, because there's a lot of... when you have that first-person look at a very unsteady camera, you're probably not going to feel very good if you get motion sickness. So, you know, move toward the back a little bit. Some people are already talking about how they puke during the movie, and we don't want you to puke. So, check it out. See a matinee. It's cheaper. Or whatever it is you want to do. But it is worth seeing. The monster has already been announced by Hasbro to apparently be a Hasbro Toy Shop exclusive toy at $100. Which is kind of ridiculous on multiple levels. But at least they're going to make one. It has removable parasites, and it should be very cool. No pictures have been revealed yet. I don't think they will be for a while, just because they're still keeping the monster kind of secret. If you saw the movie and you're a really big nerd for it, the interesting thing is that there are a few interviews out there where producer J.J. Abrams goes to explain where it came from, what it is, and why it acts like it does. Now, as someone who's a big fan of how movies get made, the story writing process and all that, I had to read it. But it might ruin the fun for you if you saw the movie and you like the fact that you really don't know what it is or where it came from. Even though you think you might have seen where it came from, you're probably wrong after you read this guy's interview. So you might not want to, because it's kind of fun to argue about. And the other thing about Cloverfield I need to tell you about is that in Japan they're going to do a manga series exploring the backstory of how the creature started attacking things that aren't New York. So that could be really cool. I don't know how the franchise is going to do beyond that, but I smell a sequel. It could be an interesting thing to see keep going, because, hey, why not? As long as it's not Cloverfield 2, this time it's personal, and one or two of the survivors in the movie come back like Space Marines, it could be pretty sweet. Mystery Science Theater 3000. First, the DVD license is going to be taken away from Rhino and given to Shout Factory, who is going to release digital downloads of DVDs. Rhino's final release is going to be a re-release of Mystery Science Theater 3000 Volume 10. That was one that formerly had Godzilla vs. Megalon and will instead have the Giant Gila Monster. I don't know how it affects the single disc release of the Giant Gila Monster, but that's going to be it for Rhino. Shout Factory releases are expected to start around the middle of the year, and nothing specific has been announced in terms of it's going to be a digital download, a DVD, a DVD 4-pack, or some sort of combination or simultaneous release of all of these. The Mystery Science Theater 3000 Info Club has also confirmed that Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie, is coming back into print after being out of print for several years. This is a good news thing for you because it's going to have an anamorphic print, and it's going to be pretty much the same thing as the previous DVD release. So, if you have the original, this one's better. If you don't have the original, don't buy the original one from eBay because it goes for a couple hundred dollars, and frankly, you can do better. It'll be out in the stores May 6th, unless they change their mind, in which case it won't be. As you probably guessed, I'm still a little sick, but let's move on to toys and stuff. There's a lot this week. Star Wars. The Star Wars Walmart exclusive comic packs are definitely absolutely hitting. I saw them on my Crypto Phoenix, and my trading buddy got me a couple of sets. Thanks, pal! Also, the Force Unleashed minifigures from the Unleashed series are available, as is the Force Unleashed lightsaber. If you look around, you can find these, or you can pre-order them today and get them very soon. Funko has announced the next batch of Bobbles. They're going to release Forlom, Bossk, C-3PO, Darth Maul, Emperor Palpatine, Han Solo on his Tauntaun, Jango Fett, and Luke Skywalker in the coming months. That's good news for you. Playmobil. I mentioned last week that some people were starting to sell the dinosaur sets on eBay. They were U.S. sellers. Now they're selling them on Amazon as well. But here's the thing that sucks. I went around Phoenix to all my usual haunts, and not a single one had them. So I was very depressed. But the good news is they're apparently still coming out soon. Playmobil.com selling them direct. So if you're looking for the new dinosaurs, you can get them. But yeah, not at the little mom and pops yet. So that sucks. G.I. Joe. Big week for G.I. Joe news. First of all, package samples of the Toys R Us exclusive Cobra Night Watch and Snake Eyes vs. Red Ninjas sets have surfaced. The box configuration is like that of the Star Wars battle packs, except there is a place for bonus weapons in the side flap, so when you open it and take your figures out, be careful not to throw away all of your extra guns and swords and other goodies that they pack in the box. These are going to be $24.99 each and ship around the end of March. They may show up sooner, as that was the date given on ToysRUs.com, and sometimes they're wrong. What's more, ToysRUs.com also has them up for pre-order on their website, along with two more 5-packs. One is Firefly versus the Green Shirts, the other one is the Crimson Guard Troop Builder set. I have no idea what's in these, but I would guess Firefly and some Green Shirts in one of them, and the Crimson Guard in another, because I'm really, really good at deducing things. In addition to these, Toys R Us has announced three exclusive 3-packs listed. These, according to the G.I. Joe convention, are going to be like in Evolutions-style boxes, so you can expect the Crimson Guard Command, Cobra Infantry Command, and G.I. Joe Senior Ranking Command. No word on which figures will be in these yet, because there are no photos, but they're $15 each and due also in March, according to the Toys R Us website. G.I.Joe.com has revealed Wave 8 of the 25th Anniversary Collection. The series is mostly repaints and redos of existing characters, but it includes Tiger Force Duke, Python Patrol Cobra Officer, Roadblock and City Gear, Cartoon Baroness, and a Mass Device cartoon-themed Cobra Commander, with supposedly chrome bits and pieces, if you believe the test shot that got leaked a few weeks ago, Major Blood, and Snake Eyes in Hoth Battle Gear. Actually, Snake Eyes is based on his issue 2 appearance in the Marvel Comics. A similar figure was released in Wave 1 of the original G.I. Joe comic packs a few years ago. Comic packs Wave 2 are hitting stores. They're hard to find because many stores are still choking on Wave 1, but I found my set in Phoenix last week, so they're out. It features Wave 2 features Destro and Breaker, as well as the Dreadnoughts Torch and Ripper. Transformers. The Transformers Collector Club confirmed 5 Classics characters in the new Universe line coming later this year. They are Sunstreaker, Tankor, formerly Octane, and Prowl in the Deluxe size. The Ultra size will include Onslaught and Power Glide. This is particularly interesting because a Power Glide toy was done up as a repaint in the Legend size for the Series 1 of Classics, so I'm quite nosy to see how it'll turn out in the much bigger size, now that we'll have 2. Jim Henson stuff. Muppet fans, take note. NECA has announced a new Jareth figure is coming out with Hoggle from the classic movie Labyrinth. Also, a company called Mindstyle is releasing Urok and Landstrider from Dark Crystal. These are going to be about 500-piece limited editions, so if you don't pre-order them, don't expect to get them. All of them up for pre-order now. Jareth is due in February, and the Dark Crystal guys are due in May. Grindhouse. NECA is cranking out a Planet Terror baseball cap and Stuntman Mike Headknocker in the spring. Assassin's Creed. NECA's going to do an Altair figure. Pre-order today or something. South Park. Funko is going to do a line of talking South Park bobbleheads. Ooh. This first batch includes Butters, Cartman, Timmy, and Saddam Hussein with Satan in a two-pack. I can't make this stuff up, folks. Toy Story. After the insanely popular Galactic Heroes, Robot Heroes, and Superhero Squad figures, Hasbro is going to do Toy Story Toy Box Heroes. The line includes Rex, Mr. Potato Head, Buzz Lightyear, and more, but oddly, Woody does not appear in Series 1. Go figure. Games. Xbox 360 fans, take note, Undertow is free on the Xbox Live Arcade service through Sunday night. Get it now, do not wait. Stop what you're doing, go to your Xbox and get it, because it's free through about midnight on Sunday, and if you don't get it, you'll be sorry, because then you'll have to pay for it. And paying for things sucks. So go ahead and get it right now. I went and got it just before I started recording this podcast, because I didn't want to not get it. So get it. For the Nintendo Wii, there's some good news this week. For the virtual console service, you can download The Adventures of Lolo 2, a fine and mind-bendingly difficult puzzle game, as well as the Super NES port of Super Street Fighter. I would not recommend getting Super Street Fighter just because a better version is coming out for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in a few months, so just get Lolo 2. The Sega Master System has been confirmed as coming to the Wii Virtual Console in Japan, but not the USA yet, so stay tuned for more on that. The Neo Geo games started coming out in Japan first before they came out here, so it's just a matter of time. Super Smash Bros. Brawl is coming out to the USA in March. In addition to having every video game character ever made, it's also going to have demos of classic video games like Ice Climber, Super Metroid, Super Mario Bros., Star Fox 64, Kid Icarus, and more. Wow, that's pretty cool. So be sure to take a look at that. I know I'm going to buy it. I'm not a huge fighting game fan, but I can't pass this up. I mean, it's going to have Pit from Kid Icarus, Samus from Metroid, like half the Mario mascots, Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid, Sonic the Hedgehog, and a lot of others. So that's pretty impressive. Also coming out for various consoles is a Sega tennis mascot game where you can play as I from Monkey Ball, Beat from the Jet Grind Radio series, Sonic the Hedgehog, Dr. Eggman, / Dr. Robotnik, and a bunch of others. What it really managed to do well was highlight the fact that Sega has no really good mascot characters. So that'll be coming out too, but it's tennis, and Smash Brothers is fighting, so I will be looking into Smash Brothers. New at Entertainment Earth! Our blowout sale is over, but that doesn't mean things aren't getting interesting. We've been adding dozens of new products every day. So many, in fact, it is driving me nuts. We've been adding items from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, whatever the next generation is, and all that good stuff. Neopets, God of War, Frank Cho's Jen from Liberty Meadows, Alien vs. Predator Requiem, and a bunch of other stuff. There's new anime figures, there's new Hasbro assortments, there's new G.I. Joe, there's new Star Wars. There's way too much stuff. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how many things we've added to the website, considering how many items we've just sold out of. So if you're not already pre-ordering your favorite items for the coming months, please come to entertainmentearth.com right now, take a look. Note that we have Indiana Jones. We have, I don't know what we don't have. It's just nuts. And it's going to get worse because we're going to Toy Fair in about 3 weeks. And yes, we're going to have a Toy Fair podcast for you in addition to adding more new items. I know what I'm hoping to get, but I can't tell you yet because I got to have meetings first. But with any luck, we'll be able to get absolutely anything you could possibly want from Entertainment Earth in 2008. So stay tuned to Entertainment Earth. We are here for you. Thank you for your business. We're working on the next catalog. It's going to be a good one. And may the force be with you and stuff. And now it's time for the Toy of the Week. This week, the Toy of the Week is going to be three toys, technically six toys. We're going to look at the new wave of Walmart-exclusive Star Wars comic packs. Your first question may be, so, can we order these from Entertainment Earth? The answer is, sadly, not yet. We have been given the opportunity to pick up some previous Walmart exclusives in the past, which you can order from us today. We've had some titanium ships and some really nifty Unleashed figures, a Cantina Band. But so far, no comic packs. But I'm hoping. Anyway, there are three of them. They're hitting stores now, just in the past couple of weeks. So if you don't see them yet, don't panic yet. Panic next month. And they're pretty great. They are not numbered like the other comic packs. You know, the Crimson Empire Kirkanos, Carter Jacks was number one, and an Entertainment Earth exclusive last year. And the regular ones are numbered 2, 3, 4, and so on. On the packaging, these are not numbered. On the inside of the comic book covers, they are. But for the sake of, I guess, continuity, I'm not going to bother telling you because it doesn't really matter because Hasbro has ignored these numbers. The first one we're going to look at is Star Wars Episode III Revenge of the Sith number 4, which includes Bail Organa with a baby and Obi-Wan Kenobi with a baby. Bail Organa has a baby Princess Leia. Obi-Wan Kenobi has a baby Luke Skywalker. These are modeled after the 2005 end-of-the-year Walmart exclusives that were individually carded and kind of a pain in the neck to get. The babies are colored differently than the original releases, but the two figures use the same molds, except for the fact that Obi-Wan Kenobi now has a cloth cloak, as does Bail Organa. This alone is probably reason to pick these up. The baby recolors are nice too, but if you've already got toddler or infant Luke and Leia, not so exciting. Bail Organa still has his gun, Obi-Wan Kenobi has his lightsaber hilt, which plugs into his belt, and it's a pretty good deal. The original figures were $4.99 or so each. The new packs are about $9.96 to $10.96, depending on your store, and you get a full-size comic book. If you haven't seen the Revenge of the Sith comic yet, it's worth seeing. It's about 32 pages. It's painted quite nicely. I wouldn't say I love the coloring, but then again, I kind of like the old-style comic books. So it's pretty cool. It's worth getting, but I would say if you're on a budget and you're looking to skip one of the comic book packs, skip this one. I went ahead and got two anyway, but to be perfectly honest, if I only ended up getting one and I left it in the package, I wouldn't be missing too much just because I have very, very similar versions of these figures from other sets. So buy it if you see it. Don't panic if you don't. Next, we have Star Wars Republic number 79. It includes Clone Commander Keller and a white snow version of a Galactic Marine, which looks like a snowtrooper. You want this set. You might not know you want this set, but you want this set. If you're a Clone Trooper fan, that is. It's like the Order 66 packs, only better, because in this set, you're not choking on anything that you actually don't want. Commander Keller is based on a couple of figures. He has the original Airborne Trooper on which he was based on an Evolutions Trooper, and it's kind of based on that. He doesn't have the various straps and the comma, but he has a standard removable Clone Trooper belt. Note, removable, because the belt can go under or over his poncho. It's packaged under, but when you get it, you can put it over. He has a removable poncho, a cloth skirt piece, removable helmet, and a blaster. He's a really good figure. It's kind of a pity that Hasbro didn't release him carded or is a regular wide release, because it's really good. I'm kind of disappointed I can't get a bunch more of them, because you can configure him with or without his cape and stuff, and he looks like a different figure. He has blue and red markings under his cloaks, and it's just really good. He comes with the white repaint of a Galactic Marine. The Galactic Marine has been released three different times, once carded, once as a purple figure in an Order 66 set, and once in the Battlefront 2 sets. So you've probably got the mold by now, but this version is pretty much entirely white and off-white with some gray dirt markings. It's cool. Much like Commander Keller, I wish I could buy more easily. I didn't buy him in Phoenix because I didn't, you know, have my open ones yet to play with, and I didn't bother because I'm stupid. But no, I kind of wish I had about a dozen of these things. They're really nice. It's got a good comic book with it that I found was hard to get, but it tells the tale of Bomo Greenbark and Dash Jinnear's first meeting. They were the main characters in the first arc of the Darkness storyline of Dark Times. I'm sorry, Dark Times storyline, which name eludes me. I'm not feeling great. Other characters appear in here as well, but those are the interesting ones. Of course, Keller and the Marines are in here too, so it kind of tells you who they are, which is a nice touch. The last release in this set is sort of a guilty pleasure of mine. Back when I was starting to get into Star Wars comics, a very long time ago, I picked up comic books basically entirely based on the covers. This one was a Marvel comic reprint that I picked up just because it had a really nice painted cover back in the day where they did those comic book style covers. This is issue number 81 of the original Star Wars Marvel series. It's called Jawas of Doom. It's famous for being, depending on who you ask, really bad. I thought it was cool when I was a kid, but I didn't know any better. The story takes place after Return of the Jedi. It's actually one of the first stories to take place after Return of the Jedi. And it features Han Solo going back to Tatooine, to the bank, to get some money. They won't give him his money, so he's ticked off. So he drives out into the desert and basically ends up meeting up with Boba Fett, who just got barfed up by the Sarlacc and picked up by the Jawas because the Jawas think he's a cyborg. Since Boba Fett's amnesiac, he doesn't know that he isn't a cyborg, so he pretty much goes along to defend the Jawas. It's crazy. It doesn't really make a lot of sense in the grand scheme of the Star Wars continuity, but it's fun, and if you look at Star Wars kind of like I do, and that's as a legend that basically keeps reinventing itself, every aspect of it is up for continuity revision at any given time, it works. It's fun. you know, if you think of it as a story told around the campfire, it works. The set comes with two figures, and you want them both. One is a purple repaint of the RA-7 droid, which more or less matches the figure in the comic. When I read it growing up, I never really thought of the figure as purple. I just thought the lighting made it look like it was purple, and coloring was kind of funky. But it works. It's nice to have another purple figure. Boba Fett is colored like he was in the olden days, kind of dark green with bright red and white highlights. He looks great. He also has what they refer to as Sarlacc goo on him. I always thought it was supposed to be dirt or dust or mud or something, but the figure's coloring is more similar to the vintage 12-inch action figure than it is to the movie character. And it's cool. The figure's cape is kind of funny, and he doesn't really have a rocket pack in the comics as far as I can tell. Well, he does in some panels and doesn't in others, now that I flip through it. But it's brightly colored and really cool. I would buy this set just for Boba Fett. I would pay $10 just for Boba Fett. I think Boba Fett is freaking great. I really like the RA-7 droid too, but I love the Boba Fett figure. If you're a Boba Fett fanatic, you have to get the set. It is significantly repainted and different. It's like the animated debut Boba Fett. It's kind of cool to have an almost different suit of armor for Boba Fett. My only complaint about this figure, and this is really my only complaint about any of these figures in the entire set, is that Boba's backpack doesn't like to stay on. It tends to fall out of the peg hole. So that kind of sucks. It's still a very good figure. It's based on the vintage, super articulated Boba Fett figure that everybody loves. It was released in Saga Legends and re-released and repainted for the animated debut and will be re-released and retooled again for the Evolutions Empire Strikes Back style Boba Fett. But it's the one you know and love, so you'll want to get it. This is my favorite of the sets. I really, really like this set. There's a good chance I might declare this my figure of the year because it's just such a nerdy thing to do in that style that I love it. Hasbro, if you're listening, please don't make this your last comic book style Boba Fett. Please release it in the regular line somehow. I know in the Marvel version of the Empire Strikes Back comics, all the bounty hunters had funky colors too. Do another version of him there. Put the white markings on his helmet. It'll be great. Leave the Sarlacc goo off. We'll buy it again. No questions asked. Give Bossk his purple suit that he had in a lot of the Marvel comics too. Or a wacky colored Dengar. We're interested. Trust me, we are. We have $10. We want to buy these. Anyway, that's my rant on these comic book packs. I recommend you buy all three if you like the comic book pack line. If you don't like the comic book pack line, it's probably a really good idea for you to get the Keller and the Marine set. And if you like the Marvel-style figures, you have to get the Boba Fett set. It's so cool. But I really enjoy them. I don't regret getting them. And I like these a lot more than some of the other repaint sets they've done lately, just because these are really mostly really creative. The Obi-Wan and the Bail with the babies, I'm glad they did, just so that way the people who want the babies can get them. But personally, as a collector, it doesn't add anything to my collection, and it feels like another heap of redundant figures. So get the other ones. That's all for this week. I am your host, Adam Paulus, signing off. Just to give you a quick FYI, last week was a good week. I still didn't get entirely better, but the good thing was I was tooling around Phoenix, and Phoenix, for those of you who don't know, is sort of like a theme park if you're a toy collector, because there's so much stuff to see and do. There's like all these little indie toy stores that carry new and old Lego and Playmobil sets. There's grocery stores that have really good selections of toys. There's a bazillion Toys R Us's and Walmarts and Targets and Kmarts and anything else you could want to go to, all really close to each other. It's not like Los Angeles where everything's like 18 miles apart and there's things that are open in the middle of the night. Like I can go to Walmart at 2 in the morning if I want to. It's a fantastic experience. I very much miss it. But there's a lot of neat stuff to be seen there. Although if you do live in Phoenix, and this update is or you're going to be going, you might be curious to know that the Kids Stop store in Glendale, West Phoenix area is shutting down, which is kind of a bummer. But there's a lot of new Walmarts opening up around town with a lot of wacky stuff, and I don't know how it is, but if any of you have ever been by the Metro Center Toys R Us, and I'm sure that's about three of you, but every time I've gone there, the last two times I've been to Phoenix, there's no one there. The parking lot's totally empty. I actually thought I read in a press release that it shut down, but apparently it didn't. It's still there, but no one is ever there. I mean, I've been to a lot of empty stores in my time, and trust me, I've been to a lot of bad neighborhoods looking for toys in my various road trips over the years around these great United States of ours, but let me tell you, I've never seen a Toys R Us this consistently empty during what I would presume are normal business hours. I mean, like 7 or 8 o'clock at night or in the middle of the afternoon on a weekend, it's shocking. But on the right side, I guess if you live in Phoenix and you want a Toys R Us with no competition, this is the store for you. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. I found some titanium ships I wanted. Still can't find the Blizzard Force speeder bike. I'm still looking out for that. And but I found the other titanium ships I wanted, the G.I. Joe comic packs. Oh, and my Captain Beefheart CD of Shiny Beast, Bat Chain Puller, which is really good if you like Captain Beefheart. He hasn't really done much in the past 20 years, but yeah, if you like Captain Beefheart, it's good times. So that's pretty much all I have for you for the week. I'm going to be going into my office a little bit at Entertainment Earth. I record this at home, in case you didn't know. And I'm going to be adding a lot of new items to the website again. After the first of the year, a lot of our vendors are giving us a lot of news on exciting new releases. So every day we're adding, 20, 30 items, it seems. There's Toy Story, Simpsons. I mentioned some of it in the ad earlier, but it really is kind of ridiculous how much new stuff is being announced all of a sudden. So if you kind of want like a pre-toy fair, this is a great time to look at our site. Just if you want to see the newest stuff on Entertainment Earth, you can click on the New Items tab. If you want to browse by images, go to our search, click on Go without anything in the search, and you can sort by recently added to website, and then you can just see the new stuff, which you might want to do just because there's a lot of crazy, crazy, crazy new stuff. Images are going to be going up in the next day or two, and yeah, it's a good selection of stuff. I'm pretty high on this year just because there's so much new stuff coming out. We got Batman the Dark Knight. We got two Marvel movies, Iron Man and Hulk. Star Wars Clone Wars will be in the theaters August 8th, according to a Hasbro press or investor conference. And a lot of other great stuff. New Star Trek movie. Cloverfield's pretty awesome. It's a good year for movies. If you're a fan of those kind of genre films, strap in. It's going to be a good one. So anyway, I'm rambling, so I'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Send your requests or information or whatever you want to do to adam@16bit.com. And one last thing, I forgot to mention, the DC Universe line from Mattel, which is basically Marvel Legends but DC figures, is starting to hit. Each figure is $10, comes in a really big blister pack, and has a build-a-figure of a guy who I'm currently blanking on. But you can get like Batman and Penguin and bunch of other great figures in this assortment, so look for those. Pre-order them at Entertainment Earth if you want an entire case, which also has a complete set in there. And happy hunting, toy fans!